remind ourselves of who we are and why we're here, and to commit ourselves to God for another year. This will be great for you if you're a visitor here today, because it'll let you know what makes us tick as a church. But it'll actually also be really good for you if you're a member, because it's so easy to forget, isn't it, the big picture of why we're here, and just to get into the rut of the day-to-day, the week in, the week out. So just for the next few minutes, I'm going to briefly go over our passions as a church and also what we've got planned for this year. Our passion as a church is what God has done for us. God has taken us, sinners, and he's paid for our sins through Jesus' death on the cross. And he's forgiven us by moving us from to repentance and faith in him through the Holy Spirit. That is amazing. God has reconciled us to him by Jesus through the Holy Spirit. That is what our passion is as a church. Not what we have planned to do for God this year. What God has actually already done for us. That's our heartbeat. But now that God has done that for us, he does actually want us to do things in response to that, also in his power and for his glory. And I think the Bible says that there are three big things that God wants all Christians to do in response to what he's done for us. He wants us to love God, love him. He wants us to love each other. And he wants us to love the world around us. You see, we don't just want to be Sunday Christians, people who hand 90 minutes of our lives over to God each week but keep the rest to ourselves. No, we want to be people who love God wholeheartedly with all of our lives, with our times and our skills and our resources. We want to be a people who love God. We also want to be a people who love each other. Jesus says that the church is a body, and just as we care for our own bodies, we're also told to care for each other. That's what we want our church here to be this year and every year, not just a people that loves God, but also makes each other casseroles and cries with each other and parks inconveniently for each other and teaches each other the Bible. We don't want to just love God, we also want to love each other. And finally, we want to be a people who love the world around us. We have absolutely zero interest in being a holy huddle, a beautiful, warm, loving church, so long as you're already a part of it. No, we want to be a people who love each other, but are also a mission station where everyone is welcome and which is committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus with everyone who doesn't know him yet. So what's our passion? Well, it's what God has done for us. But in response to that, for his glory, we want to love God, love each other, and love the world. Now, as we've said, we won't be able to do any of that in our own strength. If we're going to do any of these things, we are going to need God pumping the gospel into us regularly and his Spirit enabling us to respond to that gospel. So, what are the gospel pumping stations we have got set up for this year to help us do all of that? Well, there's all the stuff that we always do and that will be no news to you whatsoever if you are a regular. The good news is most of the stuff pretty much all the stuff we did last year, we're going to keep doing. We've got our Sunday services and we've got our other ministries. Let me just give you a flag about the Bible teaching series we're going to be going through this year. We've got four big Bible teaching series that we're going through over the school terms. So the first is Acts, Mission Unstoppable, the book of Acts. We're going to be going through that in term one. I'm going to talk to you a bit about that in just a moment. In term two, we're going to be doing a series called Sex, Marriage, Singleness, and Church, which is exactly what it says on the tin. It will be a series about sex, marriage, singleness, and church, and how all of us together are called to be a body, no matter what God has called us to in our personal lives. That's going to be a fantastic series. In term three, we're going to dive into the Old Testament. We're going to be looking at Deuteronomy in a series we're calling Choose Life. And we're going to round out the year in term four in the New Testament book of Philippians, looking at gospel partnership and the way God has called all of us to be his co-workers and each other's co-workers in the gospel. That's what this year is looking like on Sundays. We'll also have all of our other ministries up and running, our kids' ministry on Sunday, our youth ministry on Friday night. I went along to pick up my kids on Friday. It was absolutely heaving. We've got our growth groups, which have just started up last week and are continuing on this week in people's homes. And we've got the Belong course, which is specifically designed for you if you're a newcomer here, wanting to suss out if this church is going to be for you or not. We really want to help you with that. That's all the business as usual stuff. We also have some new things coming up this year, which it's good for you to know about. We are finally forming a mission team and starting an evangelistic course, Explore. We've been trying to do that for the last 2 years. Circumstances have thwarted us in both instances. Going to hear more about that in the sermon. But this year, we're really praying that this is the year because we really want to make it as easy as possible for people who don't yet know Jesus to be able to do that. So a mission team is being formed. We're going to be starting an evangelistic course, Explore, at least we hope to. Church Day Away is happening again. Happened for the first time last year. This year it's happening at a slightly later date in May, that one weekend of the year when we're not normally here on the site. So we're doubling those up. That's going to be great. And finally, we're also starting a new pastoral care team so that we can't just care for each other in our growth groups. That's our kind of base camp for pastoral care in our church. But we've also got a crack team of other pastoral carers who can help each other out and help loving each other. So in many ways, it's going to be a business as usual year, but there's also going to be, under God, some improvements to help us love God, love each other, love the world even better. There's lots to look forward to. Now, that's what we've got planned for this year. But behind the scenes, we've also been working on a plan for the next 5 years to see what God might do with us, which we are creatively entitling Vision 2030. Now, I'm not going to say anything about that now. This is like the teaser trailer. But we're going to launch that in term two. And suffice to say, it is actually very exciting and has some very exciting stuff in it. So do watch this space. But of course, the last thing I want to say is the first thing I wanted to say. This is God's work, not ours. So absolutely none of this will happen without his say-so. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to read the Bible, and then we're going to hear from him directly. So why don't I pray? Let me do this in prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are determined to be glorified in all of the world, and you're determined to give people joy in glorifying you. Father, that's our heartbeat here too. Father, we pray that this will be a wonderful year of reveling in what you've done for us and responding in your power for your glory. Father, we long to see this building packed out with people who don't yet know you. And we pray that you will help us in your power to reach out for those people and to love them as we love each other and we love you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, we're now going to read the